Welcome to the Moms Grind 2 podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode, so let's dive right in. Hey girl, hey, y'all listen, it is officially here. The Moms Grind 2 podcast is finally here. After years of planning, years of putting it off, years of playing it scared, y'all, it is officially here. You know what? This is my pop-out year. This is my pop-out season, and this is your pop-out season too. So today's podcast will be talking about your pop-out season, because so many times we allow that little voice in our head to tell us we can't do something. We allow what we see others doing to kind of get us in a place of, I can't do that, or she's doing better than me. This is the year we stop doing that. We stop comparing ourselves to others. We focus on ourselves and we stay in our own lane. The first point I want to talk about is jumping off the boat, sis. Listen, if you don't jump, you'll never know what's going to happen. This is the year we're not taking any more excuses. We're not planning anymore. We're just doing it. Perfection is keeping you stuck. It's keeping me stuck. And we are not allowing that to hold us back this year. So it's time to do it scared. It's time to face your fears and just go for it. We have to turn off that negative voice in our head that tells us we can't do it, because we can. Listen, God has fully equipped us with everything we need to be successful in this life. And anything we want, anything we dream of having, we can have. We just have to do the work and trust that God is going to provide us with everything we need. He's going to open the doors for us. He's going to give us the connections that we need to be in those rooms where people put us on, put us in position. And we're going to do it scared. Listen, I know firsthand what it's like to be scared to do some of the things that we have on these goals and dream books. But listen, we can do it. You want to know why? I have written down so many things that I never thought would happen in my life that has happened. Or I've done some things that I thought I never could do that I've done. So listen, we have to believe in our mind that we can do it. And we have to take the first step is jumping off the boat. If we don't jump, we'll never know. And it's all about doing it scared. It's all about telling yourself, okay, it may not look like I can do it right now, but I'm going to try anyway. It may not seem like I'm going to get that new house, that new car. I'm going to be married. I'm going to have these kids. I'm going to have that dream job. It may not look like I can have it right now in the season, but you know what? I'm going to still go for it. I'm going to still jump off the boat and see what happens. The worst thing you can do is fall. The worst thing you do is fail. And that's not even the worst thing, because with every fall, with every fail, there's a lesson that needed to be learned, and there's an opportunity to grow from it. Because I used to think that failure was something to be ashamed of, but then after failing so many times at certain things, I began to realize every time I failed at something, it gave me the tools that I need to know what I need to succeed at in the next season. So sometimes you might fall and it seemed like, oh, this is the end all be all. It's only the beginning, because you know what not to do in that next season. You know what not to do when it comes to a certain area within your business, within your life. You know that, oh, I remember falling, or I remember last time when I was in another season and I did that, it didn't work out. So now I'm smart enough. Now I know enough to know not to make that next business move, not to jump ahead of my goals or my plans. Sometimes we have these plans we write down in our books, but we don't stick to them and we fall flat on our face. So it's time to stick to the plan, sis, and it's time to jump off the boat and do it scared. Another thing I want to discuss is connecting with new people. We are not accepting the excuse of, I don't have any family who supports me. I don't have any friend who supports me, because 25, social media is here. You can find a business bestie with a click of a finger. It's really that easy. So we are not accepting that excuse anymore. It's time to go through these Facebook groups that you know have women who are like-minded women who will force you to level up. Go to these events. Listen, start investing in yourself. Get in these rooms with women who will force you to boss up. And it's not about envy. It's not about comparison. It's not about being jealous. It's about connecting with people who know will help you win. We're not accepting that excuse of, I don't have women who connect with me. And even if that's the case, you can still create your own space. TikTok is here. And y'all know so many people have grown their communities through TikTok because they're being themselves. And they are finding people who look up to them, people who really want to support their movement and what they're doing. So we're leaving the I don't have support excuse in the past. We're letting 2025 elevate us and take us to the next level by connecting with new people and getting into these rooms, because TikTok is here and we know how many people who have grown dramatically over the years through TikTok because they are simply being themselves and they have women who truly support their movement, support their story, or maybe even going through what they're going through and find peace and find it relieving that someone that is going through what they are going through has the guts to show up and be themselves and show the world that, hey, I might be going through this, but listen, this is how I'm overcoming what I'm going through. And that could be you. That could be you creating your own space, creating your own community of people who want to support you. So listen, start connecting with people. And if you feel like you're not the type to get in these rooms and these Facebook groups, create your own space via TikTok and grow from there. But the excuse of I don't have support, we're leaving that in the past. And the last topic I'm going to touch on today is give it your all. Let this be your best year yet. And not because you're deciding to finally put yourself out there, but because you're giving it your all. I don't know what happened in 2024 for you. I don't know what happened in 2023, but we're leaving what happened in the past and we're making this our best year yet by putting ourselves out there and jumping off the boat. We're connecting with new people and we're not allowing procrastination to get the best of us. We're going to overcome how we feel. We're going to be disciplined. Listen, my word for this year is discipline, doing it when I don't feel like it. Because when you have discipline, you're going to accomplish so much more because you're not allowing, oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today. No, you're doing it because you know what you want to see as far as the results in your body. You're going to still get up every day and do the work. And you want to make sure everything you do is in alignment with the woman that you said you wanted to become, because it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to go out every weekend. It's so easy to do things that you know you shouldn't do, but it's so much harder to be disciplined. It's so much harder to save money. It's so much harder not to go out and eat out when you don't feel like cooking. But listen, the woman you want to become said she was going to be saving this year. The woman you want to become said she was going to be working out, drinking her water, eating healthy. The woman you said you wanted to become is going to be a millionaire. So you can't be out here blowing money on things that isn't going to get you to the level that you said you wanted to be. And that really takes discipline. So at the end of this year, you want to make sure that your results match the woman you said you wanted to be. And that takes discipline, y'all. That's y'all. I said discipline so many times because it really does. And I don't want 2025 to look like your 2024 if it wasn't a good year. I want you to surpass your 2024 goals. I want you to look back and say, darn, 2025 was my best year yet. And that's because I decided to jump off the boat. I decided to connect with new people. I decided to give it my all. I decided to make this my best year yet. And it was my best year yet. And who knows? This might be the year you make your first million. And that comes with you doing the work. That comes with you saying that I'm not going out this month. I'm not going out this year. And I'm not saying deprive yourself of these things that you love to do. I'm saying you got to scale back a little bit, because trust me, I have had to do it, and that's one of the hardest things to do. But just realizing and knowing that I'm working towards something bigger than what I currently am in It's so much joy in it, and I know that it's going to be so worth it in the end. So I thank y'all for tuning in to Mom's Grind 2 first official episode. Listen, I am going to try to keep my foot on y'all necks because I said I was going to keep my foot on my own neck, and we're going to stick with it. We're not going to allow the fear of what people may say or how we may feel about ourselves getting away, because we are our own worst critic, and we're going to change our mindset. We're going to start talking and speaking positive to ourselves, and we're going to start getting into these rooms with women who truly support us, women who pour into us, who feed into us, and us being able to do the same for the next person. So you guys, again, thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.